AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0. Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine here in Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning into tonight's radio show. Clap there for you. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting here from Silicon Valley live on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming. You can always listen live on our website there, AM 1220 KDOW or KDOW.biz. If you want to dial into tonight's radio show and get your questions on air with me or any of our guests, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me tonight. We are a little bit past midway into our Women's History Month. And so there's been a lot of celebratory events. And I know we hear a little bit about being Zoom fatigue, but there's some really creative things going on out there. So if you can connect with an event, I would encourage you to do so in your local area or something that might be happening around the nation that you can connect with as well. I wanted to look at the impact that in light of Women's History Month and talk a little bit about the impact of COVID on women businesses and what that looks like. And we're coming to the wrap up of submitting the PPP2. It has been reopened, but that deadline is fast approaching at the end of the month. And so I'll give you those, that information and dates a little later in this segment. But what's going on with women businesses? And so I did a little digging on the web to kind of find out what some of the trends, what has been published in the last 12 months about the impact on women in business. And so I'm going to share a little bit about what that looks like. And I'm going to start. There's an article published last year on World Economic Forum, World Economic Forum. And their study shows, or the studies that they researched and learned about as to what is going on with women businesses. And this is on a global scale. This is not just in the US. So if you're listening and you're in South America, you're in other parts of the world, then you understand what, how things are impacting you, Asia, Africa, Middle East. So even before the pandemic, and you can read this article for yourself, if you want a copy of this article, email me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz or on the edge at businessontheedge.biz, and I will gladly shoot that over to you. Even before the pandemic hit, the developing countries were losing nearly $48 trillion in wealth. Okay, that's a lot of money, right? That's a lot of impact even before COVID-19. And this particular article talks about the four trends that has been seen during COVID. 64%. And this is the International Trade Center, 64% of women-led firms declared that their business operations were strongly affected. And with the SBA, the CARES Act disaster funding, we still saw a disproportionate of women versus men getting some of that funding. And so hopefully tonight, this is just kind of a reminder to you have not gotten the PPP, Paycheck Protection Program funding, apply for. This is the second round. If you have not spent your first round, get that spent up and apply for that second round. And that's for everyone. I'm just pointing out tonight that I just want to kind of talk to the women business owners out there if you have not. And by the way, don't count yourself out on these programs that you think you might not qualify. What the Small Business Administration does say is apply anyway. Let them count you out. Let the banks count you out. You never know what might happen and what might change in the guidance that the government, federal government is stating. Those things could change. And if it changes and it changes your ability to get funding, you want to have that. You want to have that process in place. You want to have that application and you want to make sure that you're submitting. So 64% of women-led firms declared their business operations were strongly affected in comparison to 50% of men-led companies. More than 90%, wow. More than 90% of women entrepreneurs reported a decrease in sales during the pandemic. So that's 90% of firms, women are heavily, heavily being impacted. One third of female entrepreneurs feel that increased care demands have reduced their ability to focus their attention on their businesses. So we know that that stay at home and now that balance between, and we're seeing our kids in some places go back to school. So there's a lot of things happening. 90% of women business owners have seen a significant decline in sales. And that was so fast from January to March 2020. Can you believe how quickly the pandemic impacted these businesses? And so some of the other statistics, the sales revenue that have completely stopped, we've got 30% to 50% of revenues decrease. In sales revenue. And so kind of, you kind of have to see this chart to walk through it. Again, if you want a copy of this particular information, I will be glad to send it over to you. But this is women-owned businesses around the world have been hit hard by the pandemic. So we're seeing these different dynamics in different places around the world. 77% anticipate decreased sales. And this, again, this was last year between April and July of 2020. So we've got 90% January to March, wow, 2020, this big decrease. And then another 77% anticipated that decrease in sales between April and July. 55% of those anticipate decreases of more than half, and 23% of those anticipated sales will completely stop. So as we're celebrating Women's History Month, we want to remind you that here in the US, there is an opportunity for you to seek out funds through the Small Business Administration, through the CARES Act. And if you have not done so, I would recommend that you do so. You can go out to sba.gov to apply. And typically with the PPP, you want to start with your, it's recommended that you start with your own bank, but you don't have to. If there's a bank that's more favorable to lending you resources, getting you that Paycheck Protection Program money, then by all means, use that particular bank. And remember, the PPP is 100% forgivable if you use it all on payroll. The deadline to apply is March 31st, 2021 for that PPP2. We're calling that the PPP2. And so if you got the PPP first draw or that first round, you can still apply for a second round, but you have to first use up the first PPP loan amount that you got. So keep that in mind. And then the EIDL, we call it the EIDL, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. And what's interesting about this is that the EIDL Injury Disaster Loan Grant, it really wasn't a loan. We had the EIDL grant last year, and then we have the EIDL loans. And again, those women businesses out there suffering, go back to SBA and look at what you can apply for. And if you are not working with an SBDC, a small the small business development center, you should be. The SBDC is a program of the Small Business Administration. And so the advisors, I'm a regional advisor here in California, formerly the director of the Alameda County Small Business Development Center. Now I'm a regional advisor under the Inclusivity Project that was just recently launched. You should get support from the SBDCs. They can support you and get you through these applications. And you have a higher, I would say you have a higher opportunity to get those resources. We're going to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. The year is business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. I love this song. This is bringing back sweet memories. All right. Wow, that reminds me. Growing up, my mother working hard, single mom. If you're just tuning in, I was talking in the first segment about we're more than midway through Women History Month. Women businesses have been severely impacted. And if you're a women business owner out there, the Small Business Administration resources, the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, the EIDL, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, the EIDL grant is sort of back. And what I mean by that, the EIDL grant was, the government was giving you between $1,000 and $10,000 last year to, depending upon how many employees you had. And because it was really disproportionate, the SBA is reaching out to businesses that maybe got $1,000, $2,000, maybe $7,000, whatever that amount was, to get you to that $10,000. So that is a targeted EIDL advance, limited eligibility. So you don't apply, SBA will be reaching out for you on that. And finally, if you are not working with a Small Business Development Center or a SCORE throughout the United States, wherever you're at, getting your support on applying for these programs, because they are directly connected and can help you submit your paperwork accurately so you are not declined. You could be declined, there's no guarantee, but you want to work with those that are directly working with these programs. So if you want more information on that, please email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and I'll get that to you. We want to support our businesses. We want to have more stories to tell in Women's History Month as we continue to grow and go through this pandemic in years to come. We can share some of these stories of women overcoming. We have a special guest tonight on the show that I am really excited to welcome onto this show. And this is Griselda Quesada Chavez. Griselda Quesada Chavez nurtures relationships around the corner and around the globe, from real estate in the Bay Area or internationally, to supporting female business owners locally and globally through volunteering as a leader with the National Association of Women Business Owners, and you may know it best as NABO, and the current president of the NABO Silicon Valley chapter, as well as the International Task Force Ambassador with NABO National. Griselda is the president also and CEO of GOC Global Group. The company produces private label textiles and showcases handcrafted items from Latin America. She is passionate about connecting people in different countries who can benefit from one another's product or service. And she has a pay it forward attitude. And as a tireless personal advocate, she's never too busy to listen, learn, and connect people to new opportunities. Griselda, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Margaret, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because of Women's History Month, I really want to shine a spotlight on NABO. NABO is doing a lot more, I think, than what people realize. And I want you to share a little bit about how it impacts the community, legislations that you impact that pertain to and relative to women, and how NABO supports that next generation that's coming up, those girls. So let's start with just some of the work that NABO does. Let's talk to our audience about that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, NABO stands for the National Association of Women Business Owners, and we're the premier partner of choice for women entrepreneurs seeking tools to accelerate into greater economic, social, and political spheres worldwide. You know, we were founded back in 1975 by a group of women, and at that time, there were no business organizations with membership open to women entrepreneurs. And that's, you know, what, 46 years ago. Did you know that NABO has helped women grow and scale their businesses by sharing resources, providing a single unified voice to shape economic and public policy? And I know, Margaret, when we first spoke, we talked about H.R. 5050. So the policy H.R. 5050 is the Women's Business Ownership Act that was signed into law by President Ronald Reagan in 1988. It came about because, you know, our mothers and our grandmothers were actually denied the option to have business credit in their own name. Women who wanted a business loan in many U.S. states were required to provide a signature from a male relative. So our members lobbied state senators and presidential candidates to support a social change our country needed. That archaic requirement may still be in place if it not were for H.R. 5050. So fast forward to where we're at right now with NABO. You know, today NABO has approximately 60 chapters and thousands of members, and is the only dues-based organization in the United States that represents women entrepreneurs across all industries. There are NABO chapters nearly in every major metropolitan area and in more than 60 countries across the world. That is due in part to us representing the United States in the World Association of Women Entrepreneurs, which only accepts one member organization per country. This incredible honor would not be possible without the many women volunteers, like myself, I'm a volunteer, and the other amazing members. And so where we're at now, more than 11.6 million firms are owned by women, according to the statistics by the American Express 2019 State of Women-Owned Business Report. And that's 5.4 million owned by women of color. And so without the Women Business Ownership Act of 1988, which is H.R. 5050, these numbers would likely be much different. And what NABO has done, we have actually a free resource through our NABO Institute that you might not be aware of. The NABO Institute is a one-stop resource for everything related to women in business. We have education, articles, best practices, specialized chats, and many others. And since COVID, the NABO Institute is open and available to everyone.
I'm going to jump in right there. We've got to go to a commercial break, but hang on to that thought. I want to make sure that we get this. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You're listening to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We have our guest, Griselda Quezada Chavez, from the NABO Silicon Valley chapter. That's right, Silicon Valley. We are the tech guru of the world, and we're seeing tech hotspots developing all over the world, actually. But Silicon Valley, we are the tech gurus here, and I like to kind of tease a little bit, eat your heart out, rest of the world, we are Silicon Valley. So Griselda, I want you to pick up. I apologize, I had to cut you off. We had to get into that commercial break. But so you talked about HR 5050, which is amazing. And that just gives insight to our community and to the women out there that there is an organization that is specifically looking at the impact on women entrepreneurs and what's happening. And so NABO is kind of that big sister, rather than the big brother, the big sister, making sure that things are happening and balanced, right? So talk to us a little bit about how you're impacting the local communities, and how can women entrepreneurs get connected to NABO?
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you, Margaret. Well, first of all, you know, with our local chapter, just go and visit us at our website, nabo-sv.org. There you'll find out, you know, what we're up to on public policy, our events, and also you'll know more about the different partnerships that we've created here locally. For example, we do this to invite, I'm sorry, our chapter is pretty unique. First of all, we're proud to say that we're thinking of the future of those entrepreneurs, and some of the organizations that we partnered with is California DECA for high school students. DECA prepares emerging leaders and entrepreneurs in marketing, finance, and hospitality and management. Then we also have the Startup Squad, a brand and book series that promotes the belief that entrepreneurship can empower young girls to develop important life skills, follow their passions, and reach their potential. Then there's the Girls Festival, which is hosted by the Worldwide Women, a day to connect girls to organizations and services that support and empower their lives. And, you know, we offer an opportunity for, especially with these California DECA students, depending, you know, on their age, to participate in our meetings and also participate in our committees within our chapter. And we've actually been fortunate enough to have many students come in and participate in our two different events that we have. For example, we have our first Thirsty Thursday. That's every first Thursday of the month. And then our third Tuesday of the month, which is our networking and our educational, you know, meeting. So, you know, I'm inviting you, Margaret. I know I mentioned it to you last time we spoke. I would love to have our members and our corporate partners know about your show and also all the wonderful things that you're doing as an advisor with SBDC. And so I'd love to have you as our guest on April 1st for our Thirsty Thursday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell us about, we've got about 2 minutes before we have to go to break. You have a event coming up celebrating Earth Day on April 22nd. Tell us about that and bra recycling.
Sure. You know, a NABO member out of our Arizona chapter, her company is Bra Recyclers. They're a global organization which have donated over 4 million bras to over 100 nonprofit organizations that support women and girls escaping domestic violence, human trafficking, battling breast cancer, and many other efforts to help women. So we're highlighting bra recyclers, and it just so happens to be Earth Day on April 2nd. And what an amazing thing to do to contribute in one way or another to this wonderful global movement of taking care of our Earth. And by that is recycling your gently used bras.
Wow, that's awesome. So you can connect with NABO at www.nabo-sv, that's SiliconValley.org, and get involved. Don't stay on the sidelines, get involved. And so I want to thank you, Griselda, for coming on. You have been fantastic. We're going to have to bring you back on and just do a whole show with you. It's never enough time, but we look forward to participating more with NABO and getting women out there who are entrepreneurs to support what you guys are doing. So fantastic. Thank you again for coming on. We're going to go to a commercial break here.
Thank you, Margaret. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. You're listening to KDOW Bay's Business and Finance Leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. The Small Business Concierge is growing and expanding. It is so exciting. Always a space and place for our small businesses, a place for you to have a voice, to showcase that you are thought leaders. We are the backbone, small businesses, of our community, of our country. And so it's always an honor to come into this segment because I get so excited about what we're doing at the Small Business Concierge. We are now the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. We've expanded, so we have our Small Business Concierge magazine that you can get out there at our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and look at our, read so many articles out there we have on several of our magazines that you can learn and grow and get some great information that can benefit you. Pivoting articles here in the COVID era while we're still in it. And then we are pairing our magazine now with our digital catalog. If you love the Sears and Roebuck catalogs, the JCPenney's catalogs, we are launching our Small Business Concierge digital catalog that you will be able to point of sale. You will be able to flip through it, and you can. We're going to have videos, all kinds of stuff in the catalog for customers to come in and get access to your products and services and point of sales that they can buy right now. You want to keep your cash flow flowing. So more about that in the coming shows. So let's talk to our next guest. And I enjoy bringing on return guests that we've had on the show so many times. And one of my favorites is Elizabeth Stewart, who is a mental health therapist for marriage and families. She is in the trenches in Santa Clara County in Silicon Valley Bay Area. And she's rolling up her sleeves where oftentimes we don't see it. Are we really impacting our communities and getting involved? And so those are some very interesting questions. So she has an event coming up and I asked her to come on the show and share it and give you an opportunity to participate because we are the community. So Elizabeth, thank you for coming on the show. And we want you to share a little bit about your event, upcoming event, and how our audience can get connected.
All right. Thanks, Margaret, for having me on the show. I'm Elizabeth Stewart, owner and business owner of Kingdom Family Resources, and I do some contract work with the Department of Children and Family Services, which is DFCS. And a portion component of DFCS is, of course, Child Protective Services. So I work with the Prevention Bureau, and part of my role in working with the Prevention Bureau is to really heal the relationship between the community and the Department of Children and Family Services, including Child Protective Services. One of the ways that we do that is that we reach out into the community and offer webinars, town meetings. Since we have been COVID-19, we are doing webinars. And we're going to be hosting a webinar coming up next Friday, the 26th. And the title is Generations United to Empower Our Community. It's really important that we understand what is happening in each of our generations that are represented. And as you know, there's a five different categories, 5 to 6 different categories of generations. That includes the Gen Zs from 7 to 22, the Millennials 23 to 38, the Gen X 39 to 54, the Boomers 55 to 73, and the Seniors 74 and up. And so what we decided to do is to put together a webinar to talk with each generation about what is unique about their generation, what is important for them to convey to the community, and as well, and most importantly, what do we need from the other generations coming behind us or coming ahead of us? So it's really about strengthening the cord. If you can get a picture of a string going through each generation and how we unify. And the importance of the unity is, of course, acknowledging our diversity, but unifying simply in this way. The younger generation needs the older generation. The older generation needs the younger generation. We're not siloed. We're not in a box. And our community is in such a unique and disarrayed culture right now that we as a community have to realize the importance of pulling together to really turn around in our communities what we want to see corrected. And whether that's disproportionality, poverty, health issues, education, financial, it's going to take the community to work together to turn the community around. The community's going through it. The community does have the thoughts and the ideas around what could help, but oftentimes systems don't tap into the community the way they should to come up with some strategies to empower our communities. So that's a long, short version of what we are doing Friday. It's the 26th, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And you can also, if you're a therapist or a social worker and you need to gather some CEUs, continuing education units, we will have those available as well.
And so how do they get connected? Where are they going to register and signing up for the event?
On Eventbrite, you just Google, when you get into the Eventbrite, just highlight Generations United to empower our community. You'll see at the top of the flyer, DFCS Prevention Bureau. It is through the Santa Clara County Social Services Agency that we are able to sponsor this webinar.
And this is a Zoom webinar.
This is a Zoom virtual webinar.
So we got a couple of minutes before we go to commercial break before we're out of the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Where are we missing it? You're doing this event, but we're missing it somewhere in terms of how well or our ability to connect with our community. We don't think to come to this. This is a business radio show. Oh, why should I go to this event? Is it really impacting the community?
Well, I think what's missing overall within the community is that we saw last year, our community and particularly our younger generation saying, hey, with George Floyd and all the racial issues that arose, particularly they made it very clear that we do not want to continue to live with this. One of the reasons why there's been such a disconnect because people have been siloed. People are doing their own thing. Neighbors don't go to neighbors' houses anymore. There's just so much siloing going on. So it's just time for us to come together and learn from each other, not be dependent so much on what institutions are doing.
All right. We got to get out of here. Thank you.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are celebrating Women History Month. I love it. We're celebrating women. We're celebrating women entrepreneurs, women professionals, women, whether you're you know, home, taking care of your home. We're celebrating women. We're celebrating young college students. We're celebrating our girls. We're celebrating the value that they bring to the table, and they belong at the table. And if you don't want us at the table, we will build the table ourselves. So before we get therapist Elizabeth Stewart off the show, I wanted you to share your event in terms of who can come to this event. What would you like to see the audience? How would you like to see the audience represented? And then how we can, again, get connected.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, the event is open to anyone. I'd like to see the seniors there. I'd like to see one of our guests is 91 years old and has some stories, born 1929, of course, has lived through a couple of wars and Vietnam and civil rights and all kinds of historical, cultural experiences. So it's important that we have the seniors on. It's important that we have young people on. It's important that we have the boomers on. And the reason why I say that is because there is a baton. There are batons that need to be passed amongst the generations. We need each other. So we need as many people from every generation represented on this webinar.
Absolutely. And again, we can get registered out there on Eventbrite.
Yes, on Eventbrite.
So you just type in Generations United. And that's Santa Clara County or Santa Clara or San Jose? How are you representing?
Santa Clara County Department of Children and Family Services. You'll see the Prevention Bureau, BFCS Prevention Bureau.
Santa Clara County. So join in and participate in being a part of our community and a part of your community. You don't necessarily have to be in Santa Clara County. It's information that's going to be helpful for wherever you're at. So if you're in some other part of the United States, you are welcome to join in on this very important discussion, and you can take it back to the powers that be or your communities at large, or connect with Elizabeth Stewart and get more information how you might be able to do something in this in your area. Thank you so much for joining me today, Elizabeth, and we will look forward to participating in. Thank you. I think
all right, thank you.
Okay, I thought you had hopped off there, got really quiet there. All right, have a great rest of your evening. Thank you for joining us. Before we wrap up tonight, just kind of want to do a recap. So we talked about the huge impact on women businesses during COVID. And so 90%, remember I started out, 90% of women were impacted, businesses, entrepreneurs, January to March. We were just getting a glimpse of COVID. And please understand, COVID was in the country. The impact was already started at the tail end of last year, probably. I would say, I think some of the information that I've dug up probably around the last quarter of last year, but businesses were impacted. Women businesses were impacted heavily. And so if you have not taken the opportunity to get access or submit for your PPP, Paycheck Protection Program, and the PP2 is out, the deadline to submit is March 31st. So you don't want to miss that. And please work with an SBDC advisor or a SCORE advisor. You know, these are programs of the Small Business Administration that can help you traffic through the application, working with your bank or working with another bank that may be more favorable to you, getting that loan, getting those resources. And remember, the PPP is 100% forgivable if you use it solely on your payroll. But if you don't, then it's a 60-40 split. So 60% must be used on payroll, and then the other 40% can be used for other expenses and operating costs and all of that. And you will have to pay that back pay back that portion, that 40%. So if you're a woman in business And this is the PPP, the EIDL loans. If you go out to SBA.gov, you're going to find all of those loans out there. You're going to see the targeted EIDL grant that the SBA is reaching out to businesses that got a portion of that $10,000 last year because they changed the guidelines. So they changed the guidelines again. And so they're going to level the playing field. So you may get, if you got $5,000, you may be hearing from SBA and getting that other $5,000. So good luck on that. But since we're celebrating Women's History Month, I just want to make sure and remind you, apply for all of these different opportunities. Never count yourself out and think that you can't get it. Let the process count you out, okay? So make sure you connect to the NABO events, connect with Elizabeth Stewart and her event with the Generations as well. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220, KDOW Business on the Edge. Be your business and finance leader. Be good to someone, and please stay safe out there.